It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yes, the subject is stress. Who hasn't got it? Please put up your hand. Stress is a killer, and I've known that for a long time. I'm Roy Masters, and I'm going to spend a couple of hours with you if you will take the time to put down your tools or turn off your TV and discover something that could save your life. I've been doing this on the radio for, well, let me see now. It's got to be almost 53 years. So I guess this will be my 53rd year. That's to make it right. I've been doing it for 53 years, and that was a miscalculation. My wife also told me we were married 60 years, and we will be in our 60th year next January, the 26th, I think it is. Oh, God, I actually remember my own anniversary. Never has happened to me before. I must be getting old or something or other. But anyway, how many people are married for almost 60 years and still live to tell it? I mean, I got to know something about stress, right? Well, what would you like to know about stress if I could show you in minutes? That's if you ask the right question. Because when I say minutes, I can show you how to deal with stress if you're ready. Now, if you're not ready, you can't hear what I'm saying. That's what stress does to people. You cannot hear the answer to a question that will cure you. In other words, to put it simply, a person under stress is inflexibly resistant to hearing the truth. The word stubborn comes to my mind. I don't think there's a will involved. But intractable is the word. Intractable is that you can put it right in front of their nose. I think Jesus says, don't cast pearl before swine. Not that these people are swine, but the point is made. Don't cast, because they just spit at it. Swine would eat the pearls. They wouldn't appreciate the beauty. I personally don't think they're that beautiful, but all right. So are you ready to hear the cure of stress? The cure is utterly and completely, ridiculously simple. So simple that it's hard. Because the mind can't admit that it is so simple. I should have seen that. If that's that simple, why didn't I see it? Well, you see lots of inventions that simple things that little common sense was applied, and the person makes a lot of money. Like, you know, that kind of thing that you can put on a clothes hanger and you can make more room by having a special device. You can make a big closet hold three times as much. I saw a commercial not long ago. Just a simple way of curving a piece of plastic. No, a simple idea. You should have thought it yourself. It's not why. Maybe I thought of that, but didn't do it. There's lots of thoughts in your head, but there's one particular root cause concept, ideation, idea. One root of all the others. Like a seed that becomes, again, the scripture says something interesting about that. He says, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It's the smallest of seeds and grows into the mightiest of herbs. After all, you were a little tiny seed once, but you have the potential of, look, you were born and then you grew. It didn't take much to seed you, to sow you, and to become an old so-and-so. But a broken person, if you cannot deal with stress, Stress will kill you. Stress can cure you. Well, let me see if I can make a point. If you learn to play the piano in a wrong way, which means you'll never really be a concert violinist because, you know, you're awkward. If I took your piano away, you could never learn to play properly. See? So you need your piano back to relearn. So you need your life back. You need the same circumstances to deal with it a different way. All right. Be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
Okay. Have you noticed your mind doesn't work for you? And then if your mind doesn't work for you, your body won't either. Because the effect of stress becomes very deep. First it's your mind, and then your body goes out of control. And that becomes mental illness, behavior, murder, rampage, and many diseases. There's an article in the Daily Mail in the UK, my old stamping grounds, England. And the headline reads, "Stress is the top cause of workplace sickness and is so widespread it is dubbed the Black Death of the 21st century." Now, I opened the program just a little while ago by saying that I have the solution for stress. And although many people will write about it, and for ever since Ivan Pavlov, you know, who was born September the 26, 1849, and then he died in 1936, February 27th. Not that that's terribly interesting to you, but he discovered how stress affects dogs and consequently human beings. But I won't go into the details of that right now because that's a little boring. And that you can look up Ivan Pavlov and do your own research. And it's a very interesting, they say, but it's very technical and interesting. But it doesn't get right to the nub of the problem where you can actually cure the stress. Pavlov was honored by the Soviet Union for his work. But his work was perverted to take control of the whole of the Soviet Union, and they learned how to use stress. The Soviets did how to take over the minds of one third of the world, and those principles are still being used. The Chinese used them, and they killed about 80 million people of their own, and the Soviet Union was about the same number too. So you'll find that those few people in power, it only takes a small number of people in power to create states of mind where stress becomes so serious that it overwhelms you and you lose control and all power over the will. All power over your will. Can you imagine whole nations of people with no power over the will having it given it up to a small number of people at the top who understand their weaknesses? Now, I'm here today. And I've been here for a long time, almost 53 years on the radio. And before that, about 7 years in the Institute of Hypnosis in Houston, Texas, approximately 7 years. It's been such a long time ago. I don't remember exactly how long, maybe 6 years. So if you want to do the research on me and make me a liar, go ahead. But you just bring the information, I'd be happy to restate it. But I have been graced to understand the root cause of it. And the solution to stress is very, very simple. In the opening of my program, I spoke of an example. I gave an example of a person learning the piano wrong. So if you learn the piano wrong, it could be, although one could overcome almost anything, I suppose. But the chances are that it would ruin your chance of possibility of becoming a concert pianist. Because you just learned it wrong, but you still could play nice music. But not as nice as it could be. Maybe, just barely at all because you didn't learn it well. You could teach yourself or anything, but just assuming that you were taught awkwardly. And that's possible. Trained. Wrong. To do with your right hand what your left hand should do, or anything, but it would become a way of doing it, and you become common to you thinking that it's the way to do it. All right, now, you would need then, if you want to learn to play the piano in a better way, or anything for that matter, you'd need another piano. If that piano was taken away, how could you really relearn the new way? So that's a fair analogy, a metaphor, for the fact that you need to experience stress again, but you need to understand, to take hold of the mechanisms of your own mind, and you need to re-experience. When I teach you or show you how to deal with stress, it does not mean to say that you won't have stress, but the stress that you meet will then cure you. The stress can kill you is also the same stress that can cure you. Now, let me say it again. Is there an up without a down? Is there a right without a wrong? Is there courage without danger? Therefore, I ask you the question. Can there be virtue without temptation? Who will answer in the affirmative? It is impossible to have virtue without temptation. Actually, it isn't. One can have virtue. If one has virtue, one can have it without temptation. I've always said that as I discovered what I discovered a long time ago, I didn't know I had what I had, but it came to me, and I didn't know I was different from other people, but I was. But I didn't realize that it was a hand, some mysterious hand that gave me a gift. Just like Chopin had a gift. And other people have gifts. We all have gifts of some kind, but many stress has stifled it and caused us to bury them. So we cannot express ourselves as fully as we should. So I say that to make my point, to carry it forward, is that now, if you don't stress me, if you leave me alone, I will unfold like a flower. If people are carefully to avoid me and not stress me, and not give me the stress that could make me better, I get better anyway. If you give me the stress, you may stop me working and I may not do as well for a while. But I'll mark time, but you won't change me. Meaning, I wait for things to pass. I mean, there's plenty of examples in the Bible. Who was it, a son of Jacob, that became the chief cook and bottle washer? Joseph. Joseph was a man of virtue. And when the wife of well, the one, wife of the one of the, can't think of his name right now, but the wife of the, Potiphar's wife, yes. And he was a potentate, a person of means. And Potiphar's wife saw this comely young man and tried to seduce him, and he refuses. That's stress. Now she lies to her wife, her husband, and says that he tried to molest her and take her favor. And he ends up in prison. And for God knows how long he would have been there. But, you know, I think two people were slated to the death sentence. One was a baker and one was something else, I forget. But he was able to interpret their dreams, and it got around to Pharaoh, who had a problem with the seven cows coming out of the river. Some came out thin, and the next dream and it came out fat. I get it. But the point is, he got stronger in the jail, so much so the jail made a profit. He's Jewish, no wonder. But he made the best of it, and he had a marked time for a little while, but meanwhile he was gathering credibility, character strength, enduring, becoming useful in the jail, in the prison, and possibly being treated a little better because of it. And then he rose to the second in command of Egypt. Now that's a simple point of endurance, fortitude. And so it is true that stress can kill you. But I also tell you, the same stress can also cure you. Now, if there's anybody who wants to talk to me about that, I'd be very happy to do so. The number is 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 West Coast time, on the internet, if you want to, fhu.com. If anything happens to the world, maybe the internet's still standing, I'll be there. Unless something happens to me, of course. But while my hand is still warm, I should be doing this program every night. So Sunday mornings, by the way, I have a discussion group. And it's video. And the title for this Sunday morning, we videotape it, that's not Sunday before, and then edit it and present it the Sunday after. That's why I know what to call it. It's why your mind doesn't work for you. And it has to do with stress. How your life doesn't work for you, it has to do with stress. How your marriage doesn't work for you, and it has to do with stress. And there's an article, and I read the headlines of it, and I'll do it again, from Daily Mail in England, UK, Becky Marrow. Becky. Stress is the top cause of workplace sickness, and is so widespread it is dubbed the Black Death of the 21st century. Now, this is very serious stuff. Lots of people write books. Lots of people write treatises and scientific papers on stress. It's well known it affects your heart and it marriage and your health in various ways. And I shall chronicle them in a few minutes. But there is no one that I know of, no psychiatrist, no psychologist, that has ever known how to cure it. There are people who know how to survive it, but they take the secret of it to their death. We're known as heroes. They know how to suffer and endure. They know how to be resilient, so to stress only makes them stronger. And they know how to resist torture and injustice and rise stronger than ever before from the ashes of their lives. See? And this is what we'll have to do in America. But the trouble is, you're not that as a whole, as a people. Individually, yes. But as a whole, you're a bunch of pansies when it comes to stress. You just don't know how to deal with it. And there are people in your government that will exploit that. So the stress will become intolerable, that will affect your behaviors and cause you to commit suicide. Now, I'm going to read the article a little bit, and then I'm going to make comments. Last updated October the 5th, 2011. Stress has become the most common reason for a worker being signed off long-term sick, a report reveals today. Experts, now what is an expert? Each time I come to something, I have to stop and talk about it. Experts, show me an expert in stress. I'll show you a chicken with teeth. Of course, me, I know how to deal with that. I can show it to you. I live it. I've lived my 83 years. And I've been through a lot of things, and I'm not going to boast, because that will just weaken me. But I do know how to show you how, for very little money. The soldiers, by the way, let me stop here a minute. I just want to say something about this. I can talk, read the article in just a minute. The unemployment rate right now is 9.1% as I speak. It's really 18% if you count the people who have given up looking for work. And then it's more than that if you count people on welfare. So God knows how much that is. 50% of the country is, you know, they're on food stamps, like 46 million. I mean, it's absurd. What has happened to these people? They're bred to be subject to stresses. That's right. Slaves of stress. Subject, like dogs. You could stress your dog into submission, then reward him for his obedience. That's what parents often do. But there are 250,000 troops coming home from Iraq, ticked off. And they're coming home with post-traumatic stress disorder, with personality disorders. And there's no jobs. So, if I don't mind me saying so, if they're going to take aim at anybody, they're going to take aim at you liberals who have brought down the country. You communist liberals, not necessarily the nice liberals I know, the friendly ones who don't want to own a gun and just want to have a nice life. I get it. And I want to be kind to everybody. The weak ones. They're nice people, but weak. But we're talking about the kind of people that surround the president. They're the ones that are bringing this country down, and the purpose is to bring them down and to demoralize our troops. They are disheartened. They are broken. There's no cure for their post-traumatic stress disorder. And that's caused by stress. The change of personality can turn them into murderers, even over their own families. So, with 250,000 coming back, you better help me to supply them with CDs so they can be normal. Because the foundation of human understanding, yours truly, is the only place except for Patriot Outreach that distributes these CDs to the military, to the various military bases, Fort Hood, Fort Bragg, so on and so forth. We are the only source of it. It's only a CD, but I've discovered how to help them help themselves within a few minutes or a few weeks. Now, how much suffering can we save? I've got to say again to the compromised mainstream media that have betrayed this country by supporting a communist regime that was rising from a phantom world, undermining, never reporting, never being the watchdog of our country, but aiding and abetting the enemy from within. And so I've known this, I said this yesterday, I've known this knowledge since 1959. I came to California with it on a record, LP 33 at 3rd RPM. And I was attacked by the media right away. And just like, I must have been the first one attacked in that way, like Sarah Palin, but that has been going on for almost 50 years. It only stopped a few years ago. So you couldn't believe me. People believe the worst about the best. I mean, if a ideology wants to control a country, you must take care of the colleges and the schools, but first the media. And they got hold of the media and the entertainment industry. So I could have helped to prevent 450,000 men from committing suicide, because that's a very liberal, I hate to use the word, modest estimate. 450,000 men and women have committed suicide. More than there's lost in battle, usually 3-1. So the enemy is able to kill them from a distance. They become remote-controlled killers of themselves and everything around them. So what is it that changes a person's character? What is stress? I understand this, and you don't need to understand it right now. All you need to understand is that I have it for you, because you are suffering from it. If you have heart problems, if you have emotional problems, if you have Skyberis the bongo, if you have bipolar, I mean, you've got all different names for the same root. And the root is the same. Stress. There's a certain amount where it becomes unbearable, and there's conversion. And psychological and physical. Now we go on. Experts, there aren't any, said, the psychological condition has become so widespread, it is the 21st century equivalent of the Black Death. This is from England, Daily Mail, a paper I'm familiar with. I lived in England for a long time. I'm British, was British. I'm an American person now. Stress has eclipsed stroke, but it's caused stroke. Listen, it's eclipsed stroke. It causes it. It's the cause of it. It is the main cause of it. Heart attack. Main cause of it, 90%. Ask any good cardiologist. Cancer, cause of it. Back problems. Yeah, cause of it. That's what I'm saying there. No, I'm not saying that. It's eclipsed them. But I'm telling you, according to the report from the Chartered Institute of Personal Development, Jill Miller, the advisor to the Institute, says the report highlights the heightened pressure may many people feel under workplace is a result of prolonged economic downturn. In other words, economy, your sense of your livelihood is when that gets pulled away from under your feet, can cause you to become violent and suicidal. A violent, take to the streets, or suicidal. You're so depressed that you can't function. You turn against your own family. You want to die. You live in a morbid state. I mean, just about every kind of illness you can think of is rooted in not able to deal with stress, and so that you become a nation of sheep, broken in so many different ways that you're not a threat to the few who rule the many. Let me see. Kerry Cooper, the co-author of a recent book about stress, yeah, I can guarantee you what's in there, nothing. It just tells you about what it does. And you know, about Pavlov and the scientific experiments and the fact that it's so, and the various medicines and how many deep breaths you can take to, you know, how to count sheep and stuff like that. But there's nowhere you can find the root except here. And I'm asking you, I'm stopping reading the article. How many of you feel stress? But can you admit to post-traumatic stress disorder? See, the military, if you ask them, if you go into a room and say, how many of you got post-traumatic stress disorder? Nobody will say anything, because it's a bad word. Because they'll lose their job, they have to go to the mental institution. They lose the right to bear arms. But if you say, how's your stress? Everybody says, yeah, we got it. But that's what leads to post-traumatic stress disorder. So we'll talk about that after the break. I was talking about stress a few moments ago, and I'm inviting you to go to my website, and it's FHU.com, and download a CD called Be Still and Know. There is one we give to the military. It's called Coping Strategies. You'll find it there. And we've given 65,000 to the military, and I can't afford to give any more. So I need to sell a lot of these CDs. You can get one that we give to the military. It's called Coping Strategies. You can also get the civilian download, which is stripped of the military information. You don't need that, and a lot of soldiers don't care about that either. But it's in the CD. It is a multimedia CD, data and you know, you can listen to the meditation exercise. But if you will buy a CD, it's only $25. If you buy the military version, it's easy. It's nice. It comes nice in a shrimp rack package. And if you are able to hear my message that reaction to stress is a sign of lack of virtue, a virtuous person, whatever virtue is, it makes you resilient. The more stress you have, the more resilient you become, and the more you grow like a flower, and the enemy cannot advance through you. Does that make sense? But you will advance through the adversary. It just has a reverse, but you don't have to stoop to their level to stress them. Because if they can't stress you, it stresses them that they can't stress you. Think about that for a moment. If you try to stress someone, but you run into a brick wall, they're not stressed. And if you get your way, if you're used to having your way by manipulating others with stress, and they don't respond, you feel like an egg all over your face. You actually feel stupid, defeated. That's how we defeat the people surrounding Obama in the White House. Because they're going to create so many little problems, so many different agencies, make your life miserable, and set us all up to fail, and to take our existence from underneath us. And that is the ultimate stress that will cause many people to commit suicide, and get sick and die, and become submissive, docile. And it is tried and proven, it really works. They know how to produce it, they know how to multiply it, and they know how to create the problems that can bring down a nation, and has done so in the case of the Soviet Union, and in the case of Adolf Hitler, and in the case of that millions of people live in tyranny. You know, North Korea, for example, people are eating each other, and they're too feeble to fight back. See, so it can happen here, and I can show you how to stop it. So I have to start with you. You want to change the world? Start with you. All right.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
We have an hour and a half to go. Let's take John in California, 800. You got the number anyway. But let me talk to John. Let me see. I press the button. It's line number 5, right? Okay, there you go. All right, John, what can I do for you?
Well, Mr. Masters, it's an honor to speak to you. I've been listening to the radio program for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I was just kind of like on a little vacation here over near the beach near Oral. Anyway, but I was interested in your interplay, if that's the correct analogy between.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
How stress can affect you negatively, or it can cure you, and I definitely have a high degree of stress. I try to keep it under control, and I
You can't keep it under. It'll get worse and worse. You either get better and better, or worse and worse, and that's the end of your life.
Exactly. And I have found with listening to you for the last 2 to 4 weeks that I have been able to accomplish some degree of success.
That's good.
By releasing a lot of the past, all the garbage that
very one nice.
Can accumulate.
Very nice.
And, we are obviously this world is in a whole lot of trouble.
There are people who create the. Can you imagine people who want to rule people to dominate?
Yeah.
And they have to do it through degrading stress. It's stress that really degrades. It's designed to degrade, to demoralize, to diminish. See? And so you have to learn to understand that there's human beings, but they're not always politicians, but it's your own family. It's your friends.
Oh, yeah.
It's the bully at school. It's the teacher. It's the rabbi. It's the preacher.
Wow.
See? It's everywhere. Yeah. They've got to keep you feeling inferior and in need of them.
Yeah.
Often passing for love. That our reaction to that was loyalty, and often passing as love. Like you belong to, you are stressed by somebody. The very person that can stress you can also make you love them. Make you sad.
That's what I found that what was interesting how would you recognize if let's just say for conversation's sake, I was trying to stress somebody else. Is there a way to recognize how the other
person... Well, I don't think you're the kind of person that enjoys stressing people.
Oh, no.
No, I think you're the person that other people enjoy stressing.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, well,
let me teach you something. Because I think you're ripe for this. Do you have the CD that helps you to overcome the stress?
No, sir, I don't have
okay.
a computer.
All right, but you're basically a stranger to this program just for a couple of weeks you've been listening, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, would you like me to help you right now?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to show you how easy it is, but it may not last long, but I will send you a CD. If you could practice what I'm about to tell you after I finish with you, you may not need anything else You may not need to buy anything or not even use the CD I sent you. It could be that effective. But it's not always that way. But it can be that way. But I want to show you that there's a magic here. Now, put your phone in your left ear.
Okay.
Now, are you sitting down?
Well, I can be in just a moment.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Now, put your hand by your side, right hand.
Uh-huh.
Now, close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen carefully. Now, don't struggle. Don't try to do anything I say. Just simply find you can do it. Ready? Look at your eyelids from the inside. I want you to be aware of your eyelids. That's the way you have another set of eyes inside, really. That's you looking at your eyelids. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you see? Actually, your forehead comes into view. When you look at your eyelids, you see your forehead with little twinkling lights like a starlit stars moving, like pixels moving across a television screen with different colors. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the light of God. That's a program coming into you through your consciousness. Your consciousness now sitting outside your brain box. You can't see thought. See if you can find a thought. All you can see is those little lights.
Uh-huh.
And your eyelid. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, now become aware of the right hand sitting by your side. And now you can almost see an outline of it it's almost like without looking. It seems like you have a vision of a sort of an outline of sort of a virtual outline of your arm, and be aware of your first finger. You can almost see it with your mind's eye.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now it will start to tingle just by being aware of it. Only be aware that it exists, and just be aware of that first finger, your right hand. And you tell me when it tingles, just a little bit, because consciousness makes it tingle. The fact that you're aware of it.
Yes.
Got it? Okay. Yes. Now move, you got it. Now move that consciousness to the next finger.
Okay.
And that tingles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, move the consciousness to the next finger.
Okay.
Now, and to the next finger, the little finger. Okay, now the whole finger, hand is tingling just gently. Now the thumb. Now while I'm talking to you, be aware of your forehead and your hand so that the light that's in your head, the flashing little pixels moving across the screen like a movie theater, and the awareness of your hand tingling, you just be aware of that, and you hear my voice, and I say to you, you have to let go of resentment. You know what resentment is, that little irritation when you get annoyed, aggravated. That's the key. From now onwards, you will be able to see an event just about to take place in which intent to irritate you, and you will be able to be block it just by watching it before it washes over you, before it washes over you from your skin up through your head. You only need to watch it. Watch the person looking. Look at the person that's doing it, and keep them outside you. See, keep them outside you, and you see that you can. You can actually see that resentment is what they want you to feel. And so that you have power over that little irritation that you normally kept to yourself, that made you so easily to manipulate with stress. That is lesson number one. You have that ability for a special reason. I will not tell you the reason right now, but there's something mystical about God there giving you that power for a reason, but I'll tell you. He's already forgiven you. So the minute you stood outside your thoughts, he was able to put himself inside you through the lens of your consciousness, which is pure. When your consciousness is not caught up in your thought, the endless loop of thought, it is pure. It is clear. God is like a lens of a camera. He can flow through that. That's the twinkling. That's the lights in your forehead. That's what you're seeing. That's the programming, which is wordless. And so therefore, you have been forgiven. And when you open your eyes, you feel the stress has gone away. But thoughts will come back to you, and you'll start having memories about the things that upset you and that you didn't forgive. And you'll be able to look at them, and they go away. Open your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Look around you. Does the room seem brighter?
Yes.
Yeah. Call me tomorrow and let me know what kind of day you had. Would you?
I just had another question.
Save it till tomorrow.
Okay.
Would you?
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Just by the way, just practice that. Every time you have a moment, spend 3 or 4 minutes doing that, and you'll see the magic tomorrow. You may even see it tonight. Like having a good night's sleep.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, now, we'll take our calls. By the way, may I highly recommend you spend this weekend, please. It's only $10 I need the money to support the program, to give to the troops. There's 250,000 coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder and all kinds of personality disorders. And you don't want them coming back to a jobless country. You don't want that. And the VA don't know what to do. They do not know what to do, but I do. Please, I've given 65,000 out myself, but I've run to the end of my money. I haven't got enough money to do it anymore. I've got orders piling up. I want to give them free. If you buy one, please, love the military. If you don't love me, do it for them. Find out about me. If you want to find out about whether it works or not and you're brand new, go to WorldNet Daily, worldnetdaily.com. It's a news organization. There's a huge article about it. And generals are on board, psychiatrists on board, or famous people are on board. And it really works. And it's a grassroots movement that's taken over the military. And thanks to Colonel Monaco, Patriot Outreach. If you want to go to the military site, patriotoutreach.org. But if you want to buy one, so if you buy one, it will give me a profit so that I can send several to the military at no charge. Please do it. Help yourself. It's a way of helping yourself to deal with the pressures that are coming down on you and help the soldiers come back so they have a life. It's the only known cure. Not that I cure anything, nor does the CD cure them. It brings them back to their moral estate that they lost to the stress of war. And it will do the same thing to you. You lose your identity. You have identity crisis. That's what you have. And so if you've been stressed ever since you were a kid and through school and pressure put on you through stupid parents or mean parents or ignorant parents, because most parents are ignorant of how to bring up kids. They're trying to do the best they can because they weren't brought up themselves right. Tell me about it. Don't you tell me your parents knew how to bring you up. There's very few that do. The percentage is so small, it's a threat to the country. That's how small it is. And don't brag about how wonderful your kids are. I guarantee you, you're messing them up. And you don't even know that even love can be cruel, manipulative, danger. And you think, oh, what a wonderful parent I am. What's wrong with my kids? See? And they get sick and you love them more. What's wrong with my husband? I don't. But his personality is changing. So you think you get upset with that. There comes upset. The person that you're loving is stressing you. Instead of getting better, getting worse. Don't you see it? So go to my website and the Labor Day seminar. Watch it for the whole weekend. Morning, afternoon, and Monday through Monday, we'll save the last one till next Saturday, following Saturday. Thank you very much. You won't be sorry.
This is Advice Line program number K6700. That's K6700.
Okay, Maria, let me see your number 7. All right. Hi, Maria.
Yes, you're right.
It's nice to talk to you. What can I do for you?
Well, I am having a problem that I don't know how to solve or what to do. I want to be in California with my kids, and my husband doesn't want to go. He just says, well, go. You know, stay there. But he...
Are you retired? Are you retired?
I'm 76 years old.
I think you should have enough guts to get on a plane and go.
What
you need is guts.
That's what I need.
Yeah, I say, and you're coming? I really want to go. And look, I've never defied you before, dear husband. Your husband is not dependent on you in any way. He's healthy, I hope.
He's not that healthy.
What's wrong with
him? It hard.
Yeah, that's
vertigo. He has vertigo, and he has lost his eyesight, one eye.
Well, all the more reason why he should be around his children. Really, all the reason. Most of you, really need to be persuasive and say, "Come on, honey, whatever you call him." So let's go. And be very firm about it. Be very firm. He needs to be around his kids because he may die soon.
Yes, our children resent him very much.
No wonder. But they don't resent you. They don't resent you.
No, they want me over there. They want him too, but if he doesn't go, it's okay with them.
So he's not been a good father.
No.
Okay. I tell you what I would do. You love your children. You also love your husband. You've given enough to him. I take a few weeks off and go visit them and leave him alone. He might get better. I think you'd Well, that's all right. You want my advice. That's all you're asking me. Go see your kids. Okay? Because I think you're spoiling your husband, making him dependent on you. I think you're addicted. I think it'd be good for you to get away from him. And he might get a little better. That's my inexpensive advice. My name is Roy Masters. Be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So here we are. May I recommend again, please, this weekend, if it's rainy or cold outside, even if it is nice weather, sit down with your family. And maybe not small kids because they may get bored with it, but your grown-up kids and friends. And chip in. It's only $10 for a session. It's a way of earning money for... I want to raise money to give CDs to the troops to help them overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. Please. So I want to do sort of kill two birds at the same time, as they say. I want to help you help them. So the money you spend means it goes towards... I'm holding up a shipment, you know, about 500 that are they're piling up. I've got to have the money to be able to give it to them free. I've come to the end of being able to give it. That's right. I don't have enough to supply the military. Where's my millionaires? Where's my billionaires? Where are the billionaires who give money to all kinds of, you know, for dogs and God knows what? But what's about the military? Don't they deserve your love? Could you make the military your special project through me? Because I have what they need that they can't get from the VA. Can't. The VA, the good ones are all burned out. They don't know how to deal with it. By the way, tomorrow I'm going to have a guest who's been through post-traumatic stress disorder. And he's willing to come on board to tell all about his life, and he works with me. He has a degree in physics and master's degree in philosophy, and he's an attorney. But he's willing to say everything as long as it helps people. What he's learned from medicine, how medicine made him worse. It just doped him up. That's all he did. Went through one doctor after another. Cost millions of dollars. So it took all of his funds and still didn't cure him. So you know, if it can happen to him, it can happen to you because it happened to me. I survived medicine. I survived it. It was making me worse. I had to discover, you know, the procedures to make myself better. Okay, now let me take a call from Robert in Nevada. Hello, Robert in Nevada.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
I just had a question about the meditation.
Yes.
You know that separation that you always talk about?
Uh-huh.
I am having trouble holding on to it.
Don't worry. You get it when you sit quietly. And it fades away. You know, did you listen to the gentleman about 15 minutes ago where I told him to sit quietly and look at the eyelids?
I caught about 30 seconds of it.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay, but look, if you close your eyes.
Okay.
Are you sitting down?
Yes, sir.
Okay, put the phone in your left ear, please.
Okay.
Close your eyes, look at your eyelids now. You can actually see your eyelids with your mind's eye. Your mind has an eye. spiritual. And you can look at your eyelids. It's kind of strange, but you can see your eyelids. Can you?
Yeah, it's kind of
okay.
Like
lights up. Your forehead lights up.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you just do keep watching that. Now, also, to your right, well, look at your hand. Be aware of your hand. You can see an outline, a sort of virtual hand, arm. Be aware of the first finger. And so that it tingles a little bit when you become aware of it. The fact that you're aware of it makes it tingle. There's a power there. Tell me when it tingles.
Okay.
Okay, now the second finger. Do the same thing. Tell me when it tingles.
Okay.
And a third finger. Tell me when it tingles. See, pretty soon your whole hand will feel tingly. Now,
yeah.
Now to your thumb. Just keep your mind looking at your eyelids, and you'll be seeing your forehead, and you're sitting outside your thoughts. You've left your thoughts behind. Therefore, you can't see them, but you can hear me. Now, you know what resentment is? It's a little irritation you feel when things don't go right, when people are mean. A little irritation. It's called frustration. That must go away. That's the key to your downfall. You're going to learn to be patient. Whenever you see that irritation rising, you become conscious enough. You will be now conscious to be able to see in advance what's about to happen. And just as you start to be irritated, you'll look at it and you can hold it just on the edge of your skin before it washes over you. And you'll be able to do that. That's called being patient, not judgmental. Stop judging those who are mean to you. Open your eyes now. Do that exercise, because we only have a little while, and practice that several times a day.
Okay.
Whenever you have a moment, just close your eyes, sit on a park bench, or if you're waiting behind for a traffic light to change, you can do that then, and then you wait for the people behind you to honk the horn, and off you go. Got it?
Thank you. Yes.
How do you feel now? Don't you feel brighter and lighter?
I feel great.
I told you. Okay. It's that easy. Not for some people, though. Yeah. Did you hear what happened just a few minutes ago? Now, why isn't the board filled up? Why are you... Well, I'm talking about stress and the ability to deal with it. I just showed a young man within 2 minutes to how to be objective and to feel relieved of stress. You could hear it. I had 2 minutes. How do you hold the objective state, he said. So close your eyes, and then you heard the rest of it. What is the matter with you? Why are you so threatened by this simple concept? There's more to it, of course. But it begins there. And then you begin to understand more and more and more about life. It never stops. And the more you understand, the stronger you get from that understanding. It's not a learning process, like reading from a book. Intellectual? No. It's not that at all. Don't have to belong to the foundation. Anyway, just listen to me at night. Let me show you. Let me validate some things that you already know. The other people made you forget the good stuff that you had when you were born. FHU.com. Or go to Amazon and click Roy Masters and get some books from Amazon, and they'll ship it to you. There's some beautiful books. I can't mention them all. They're all just... Pick one. You can't go wrong.